Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300, KGLO. Good morning, I'm Tim Fleming, and we have 39 degrees in Mason City. A little sunshine busting through the cloud cover right now, and we have a special guest on our live line, which is Chelsea Krister. And I was just talking to Chelsea a second ago, and I said, so where are you calling from? And she said, San Francisco. Chelsea, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's a little bit earlier here, but I got my coffee and I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
It's great to talk to you this morning. I was thinking about it. What's the temperature about in San Francisco right now?
It's actually a little bit chillier than you'd think. It's just under 50 degrees. I live in San Francisco has these microclimates, and I live in the Sunset District, and it's always a bit colder in the Sunset.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you on the live line with us today to talk a little bit about a film. And I know one of the things that I've been talking recently about on the air is that a lot of us went through that that period of time where it was tough to get to a theater anywhere. You couldn't find any place that was open and to go see a show and those kinds of things. And I would guess for you in putting together a film like Bleeding Audio, I think, first of all, let's talk maybe about the challenges of this last year, getting through the pandemic while doing some of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bleeding Audio, it's a music documentary that I directed. It's about a band called The Matches, and we follow their journey and their career while also telling the story of how the industry, the music industry, has changed now in the digital era. And I've been working on this film for 6 years. We had our world premiere at CineQuest in San Jose on March 7th, 2020. And, you know, that same day they announced they were shutting the festival down, and we were able to have our one big world premiere screening. But after that, it was just kind of a quiet, scary, unknown landscape. We just didn't really know when things were going to open again, and film festivals everywhere were either canceling or delaying. And, you know, after you put your heart and soul into something for a number of years, really hard to just not know what's going to happen next. And my producer and I had that moment of what are we going to do? Are we going to just, you know, wait until the world is open, or do we just continue on with film festivals? And so we started doing virtual festivals in the fall, which you know, are not the same as in-person screenings, but we were able to engage like a really wonderful and wide audience. And that was really, really a great benefit of the virtual festivals. We actually were selected for Slam Dance this spring, and that kind of re-energized our film. And now we're coming to Julian Dubuque in Iowa. And so I'm pretty excited to have some in-person screenings that I will also be able to attend. So I'm very excited.
Well, I'm originally from Dubuque, so I'll just tell you, you will love Dubuque. The town is great. You'll have a great time going. How long a film is this?
So it's a feature-length film. Its runtime is a nice, clean 90 minutes.
Nice, clean 90 minutes. obviously, this is something you want to see on a big screen someplace.
Yeah, it's not only wanting to see it on a big screen. The film is filled with music. It's a music documentary. And I got the most incredible sound mix done by a studio here in San Francisco. And I want to hear it in that wonderful 5.1 sound mix that I paid for. And I think it just really immerses you in just the wonderful noise of being in a live venue. And so that's what I'm most excited about.
Tell us some of the interesting ins and outs and where the story of this Bleeding Audio film will take us.
Yeah, I mean, this follows this band, The Matches, who were this art punk weird band that came up in the early 2000s. They built a nice cult following, and they were set up to be the next big thing. But the landscape was changing, and there were a lot of choppy waters that they navigated. This is really the story of a lot of bands coming up in that same era and a lot of bands that are trying to make it today. And so we really just explore these four really interesting characters. That's what really drew me to the story in the first place, is the guys that make up the Matches are just eclectic and endearing. The guitarist, John DeVoto, used to be a competitive tap dancer. Both the lead singer, Sean Harris, and the bassist, Justin Sansusi, are incredibly talented, fine artists. And Matt Whalen, the drummer, is just this grounded, even-keeled presence that balances them all. And it was really fun to construct this film and this narrative to just really endear you to the characters themselves while telling this, you know, really kind of humbling story of just trying to follow a dream and, you know, what if that dream doesn't work out? We also have interviews from some really big rock stars, Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 interviewed for the film. Nick Hexum from 311 interviewed with us as well. And Cassidy Pope, who used to be in a band called Hey Monday and also won The Voice in the third season. She also is in the film as well. We have a few other big names too. I guess Tom Higginson from Plain White Tees is in it. So it's got some other rock stars you may have heard of.
Sounds terrific. It really does. How did you get started in all of this? Is this something you've known all along? Hey, I want to be a filmmaker?
Kind of. I've always been a storyteller as a kid. At least that's what my parents tell me, is I used to just tell stories all the time. And when I was in high school, I got really into photography. This is back when photography was film, so you actually had to like develop the film and hang out in a dark room. And learning visual storytelling along with just written storytelling, and then coming in with like a passion for music in high school, I found that cinematic storytelling is just this amalgamation of all these things that I love. And I decided pretty early that, this is a thing that I would love to turn into a career and just do for the rest of my life. I love telling stories and being able to do it in this visual, sonic way. It's really compelling to me. So I went to film school in San Francisco, and I'm still here. And I do a lot of corporate and commercial work for my day job, and then I get to kind of squirrel away in the evenings and weekends and work on projects like Bleeding Audio.
So when you come to a festival like the Julian Film Festival in Dubuque, for those that don't understand what they're all about and how this all works, what might they expect when going to a film festival like this?
Well, film festivals are really exciting for us as artists. It's like an independent platform where you can actually screen your work on a movie theater screen and with an audience. And it's something that's not sponsored by a studio. You know, this is something that we create ourselves independently and we're able to share with people. And so film festivals are incredible platforms that we submit our work to, and they select it and then they can screen it. And the exciting thing about film festivals, at least that I always got really into, is that it's an opportunity for audiences to actually have a one-on-one connection with filmmakers as artists. I feel like, you know, with how popular movies are and at these big movie plexes, the idea of like the people who create the work that you watch can be kind of mystifying. But what's cool about film festivals is you get this opportunity to actually like connect with the people whose art that you see and ask them questions and have conversations with them. And I love engaging with audiences. I think every film that I create, I try and turn it into a conversation starter. And so I hope that when I'm able to actually be there for these screenings for the film festival here in Iowa, I'm just excited to be able to talk to people about the film afterwards. Film festivals often have Q&As with the artist and film team afterwards, too. So you can ask any questions you want.
Sounds great. Do you know where your film is going to be shown at?
Yes. And I should have this written down. So let me see if I can just pull up my email real fast and stall for time.
Yeah, all right. You take...
they sent me the schedule. I don't have it written down.
Well, you should know that right off the top of your head. Come on. No, I'm kidding.
I know.
I'm kidding.
I've been in the virtual festival circuit for so long. I'm just like, go to www. That. Okay, here we go. We're screening at the Phoenix 2 on April 21st at 5 p.m. And then we're screening at all of our screenings are at the Phoenix Theater 2. And then we're screening that on the 22nd at 4 p.m. And then we're screening again on Sunday, the 25th at 1:30 p.m.
Outstanding. Well, I hope people get a chance to find out more information about the Julian Dubuque Film Festival and certainly take in Bleeding Audio. If they can't make the festival, how do they find out more? Is there you got to post it someplace or a website they can find out more info or?
Smoke signals.
Smoke signals, whatever works.
Yeah. You can find out more information about Bleeding Audio at www.bleeding-audio.com. We're also on the social medias. On Instagram, we're at Bleeding Audio Film. On Twitter, we're at Bleeding_audio. And on Facebook, we're /Bleeding Audio Film. So pretty easy to find, and we've got a lot of news and announcements coming up soon, including us, you know, hanging out at the film festival.
See, it was well worth waking up early in the morning out in San Francisco to talk to Tim Fleming in Mason City, Iowa, wasn't it?
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great that you could talk with us this morning. I appreciate you taking the time to do that, and I wish you the very best with the film. I will try to see it myself. I don't know if I can get to the festival, but who knows? I've done crazier things than drive back home, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then we can have a little COVID-safe high five after the screening.
Sounds good. Hey, well, in advance, I'll just welcome you to Iowa when you come.
Thank you so much. It'll be my first visit.
Chelsea, you'll enjoy it. Good to talk to you this morning, and good luck with the film Bleeding Audio.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Take care. There you go. Again, it's Chelsea Krister with us, the film Bleeding Audio, and that'll be at the Julian Dubuque Film Festival, the 18th through the 25th. AM 1300, KGLO Mason City, getting it set for all of North Iowa.